in Matthew chapter 13, look at verse 22. Reason number one, why do people hate going to church? Reason number one, because they're distracted. They're distracted. Look what the Bible says in Matthew 13 and verse 22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Mark chapter 4, you don't have to turn there. Verse number 19 says, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful, the Bible says. So reason number one why people can begin despising the house of God is because they're simply distracted. Okay. Now, I believe that this seed that lands among thorns still gets saved. He still gets saved despite what Ray Comfort says. Ray Comfort just doesn't believe anybody's saved but himself or something. You know, I believe that this person is saved. It's just that he falls among thorns. He receives the word of God. He gets saved. But he's among thorns, and these thorns are kind of choking him out. And it's basically impeding him from growing and becoming fruitful, winning people to Christ, living a life that's pleasing unto God. Okay? And look, folks, wouldn't you agree that the word of God is just powerful? Can it transform anyone's life? You know, the Bible says that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of center of soul and spirit, joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. You know, the Bible, the word of God has power. But hold on a second. Sometimes, even though it has power, it can fall upon a heart that's among thorns. And at that point, it becomes powerless, not because of the word of God, but because of the type of ground that it's falling upon, the kind of heart that it's speaking to, the distracted heart. Now, what are some of the things that are distracting people today? Well, it says there in Matthew 13, verse 22, the cares of this world. Now, when I say distracted, I'm not saying like, you're sitting here tonight and you're like, man, when is this going to be over? Because I'm hungry. You know, what am I going to eat tonight? You know, I'm kind of distracted. Oh, yeah, that was a good point. That's not the distraction that I'm referring to, because, you know, I preach and I still think of those things while I'm preaching. Okay, and I'm still focused, right? I'm still focused. I'm talking about things that you play within your mind and in your heart that are weighing you down throughout the week. You know, difficulties that you're going through, trials and tribulations that you're experiencing, the cares of this life, that the mortgage hasn't been paid, the rent hasn't been paid, my uncle is sick, he's near death. These are the cares of this life, can often choke the word, distract you, choke you to the point where you can't focus on the most important things of this life, which is the word of God, the Lord, working for God, okay? Now, the cares of this world, again, can be various things. You know, we had our church bombed a couple months ago, and you know, that gives us a lot of care. You know, we were filled with care. Okay, you say, well, what did you do? Was the word of God choked in your life? No, but I'll say this: I wish I could choke some people for doing that. No, I'm just kidding. I wish the word of God would choke someone else. You know? Was the word of God choked? No, but here's the thing: one of the reasons why is because the Bible tells us to cast our care upon Him. For He careth for us. Amen. He careth for you. And one of the things that I learned from different pastor friends that I've had is don't worry about the things that you cannot change. And a lot of times people become distracted in the Christian life to the point where they can't focus on the things of God because of the fact that they're trying to change something that they have no authority to change. They have no power to modify. They have nothing. They can't do anything to change that. And they're cumbered about much care, okay? I mean, think about this. Like, on Saturday night, we got our van stolen, okay? And it was by a sodomite, too. Sodomite stole our van. Sodomites have been doxing me for quite some time and just giving people my address and the kind of car that I have and everything. And you say, well, how do you know it was a reprobate? Because my neighbor has security cameras. And then I was just wondering, like, is it going to be a sodomite? So you look, and it's just this huge butch dyke getting out. You know, they roll up in the van. They come out. They're laughing. They're getting in the vehicle. And then they steal it, okay? Now, here's the thing is, you know, that's a care of this life. But here's the thing. If I set my affections on the things of this earth, I can't focus on what I'm preaching on right now. If I set my thing, if I set my affections on the things of this earth, on that vehicle, then you know what's going to happen? I'm going to have a hard time pastoring my church. I'm going to have a hard time caring for the cares of other people. The word of God is going to be choked out of my life. He said, so what did you do? This is what I did. When I heard the van was stolen, I said, see ya. Thanks for serving us as long as you did. Thanks for taking us to church. Hey, kids, say goodbye to the van. We're never going to see it again. Okay? You say, man, did you? Was it that easy? Well, yeah, because it barely had any gas. I did not check the oil. I never check the oil, actually. Until it starts smoking, I'm like, this thing needs something. And then you just buy that big thing and just dump it in there. It was not cleaned. So it was like, joke's on them. You just inherited. They're probably going to return the van, actually. Because it's in such a bad condition. They're probably like, we should like pay him or something. Like, leave it with a couple of bucks or something. Fill up his gas tank. But you know what I've learned? Sometimes you just got to kiss things goodbye. And don't let it distract you from the most important things of this of today, which is the Bible. Your family, your wife, your children, your spouse, your church, the preaching. You know, if you're not careful, you know, the cares of this life can choke you from a very important truth that you're going to receive one day during the service. Because you're so busy thinking about that care, that problem, you're going to miss that one truth that God is trying to get to you to help you in a specific area. It can choke the word. It can asphyxiate the word in your life, and you don't profit from it. Go with me, if you would, to go to Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27. To choke means to suffocate or to obstruct the breathing. And if you think about it, the Bible is often compared to breath, right? You know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Bible says that the word of God has the power to make you complete and perfect. It can inspire that in you. It can create that in you if you would allow it to. But hold on a second. The cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things entering in, can actually choke that. And you don't become complete. You don't become perfect. You don't become the man of God thoroughly furnished into all good works. What are some of the things that can distract you in this world? Well, the cares of this life. How about this? The deceitfulness of riches. When people become covetous, when they begin to have the love of money. And you wonder why. You know, you think of 1 Corinthians 5 and the reasons why people, God, you know, commands for people to be excommunicated from the church if they're guilty of these specific sins. One of them is covetousness. And we don't think about that very often, but you know, sometimes people can become so covetous in a church where all they think about and all they talk about is money. All they talk about is making riches. All they talk about is their pyramid schemes or whatever it may be. And they begin to influence others. And you know what that does? That chokes the word out of their heart and out of the hearts of those they're speaking to. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, have erred from the faith, the Bible says, piercing themselves through with many sorrows. What happened? They choked. The deceitfulness of riches choked the word out of the person's life. The lust of other things entering in. The Bible says in Proverbs 27. Now, wouldn't you, like, if we were to compare the word of God to something, it's like honey. I mean, multiple times in the word of God, it compares itself to honey. Why? Because it's sweet. You know, it become bitter in your belly if you consume a lot of it and you can't digest it very well. It can be very painful for you to digest. But here's the thing is that look at what Proverbs 27 verse 7 says. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Think about this. If you come to church on an empty spiritual stomach, the preaching is going to taste delicious. It's going to be delicious. But if your soul is filled with the cares of this life, if your soul is filled with the deceitfulness of riches, if your soul is filled with the lust of other things entering in, you're going to loathe the honeycomb. You're going to loathe the preaching. It's going to be boring to you. Yeah, when is this going to be over? Why does he got to preach for so long? Do we really got to talk about this again? You begin to loathe that which aforetime would have been sweet to you. Why? Because you're full. Full of what? The cares of this life. Full of what? The deceitfulness of riches. Full of what? The lust of other things entering in. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Psalm 119 verse 70 says, their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. Why do people hate going to church sometimes? I'll tell you why, because they're distracted. Why can't they delight in the preaching of God's word? Because they're probably filled with the cares of this life. Because they're probably become covetous. Because there's other lusts that are entering into their hearts, and it's choking the word of God out of their hearts, choking the word of God, and they're becoming unfruitful.